dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
I'm hungry like the wolf.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another recap show. Yes, the show's called Talking Gotham. It's brand new. Well, it's not brand new. It's a brand new name because it's available on iTunes, people. So make sure you go over and check it out so that you can show love to me and Amy, and you can, like, put stars down, like you can leave like reviews and say like, I wish Amy would like call me because like I need a girlfriend. So you get on there and check it out. And speaking of Amy, I've got her all the way from the VRO.com. Amy McCracken, what's up, Amy?
Hello, internet. Hey, Mike. So my phone number is
people, if you ask her, she'll give it to you. Two wine coolers, she'll probably get engaged.
Yeah.
That's how she rolls. So we're back because we just finished recapping the week before episode, this one we're talking, finally the season finale that aired on May 23rd. And the funny thing is, I'm looking at my peeps, right? Shout outs to Gotham TV Podcast, okay? They're the unofficial podcast about the Gotham TV show. Yes, they're our friends from Dublin, Ireland, and I'm looking at their thing, their Twitter feed. June 16th is when they shouted out their new podcast for the season finale.
God, interesting.
We suck balls.
No, we don't. We're good. We're good.
So shout out to them because normally we're ahead of them because we're in America. Because
we get it before they do.
Yeah, and they passed us. And they were just laughing at me. They were like, ha, 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 ha. You suck balls, Mike.
Well, I knew it was eventually coming because you can't say Dublin.
I can say Dublin, Ireland. Dublin, Ireland. Dublin.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Let's get into that.
Okay, let's get into it. All right. So now we're going to talk the season finale. The episode was called Transference. I've got my notes here. Normally, I kind of like highlight, like, I just want to talk about the big moments. But there were so many moments in this that I'm literally just going to go down my notes as it happened.
Okay.
Because this, to me, this season finale was like, holy Nike balls. Now,
let's do it.
Before I jump into it, I know that people, if you've been listening to the last recap that we just did, Amy was not a fan of the episode because
I was a fan of the episode.
Because
I wasn't
fish
a fan
noonies,
of fish and Firefly,
which is the episode. So, so hopefully, she's got a change of heart. How did you feel about the season finale?
Two Gordons.
Oh God, really? That's what you got. That's what you got from it.
No, I really like the season finale.
Two Gordons. No, people, she's telling the truth.
No, yeah, I am. But one of my favorite parts is, what is her name? The one that wears the bones.
The bones?
The bone necklace.
Who the hell are you talking about?
The one that's partnered with the doctor.
Oh, Miss
Peabody.
Peabody, yes.
I love when she was like, water. Water.
Really? That was your...
All she wanted was water, and they thought it was going to take care of it.
Oh, my God. You know what? Gothamite fans are listening right now, and they're like, what the hell are you doing with her, Mike? That's what's that...
Too much sun. Like, if we would have done this in May, it would have been perfect.
You stopped me from talking. You're like, oh, my favorite part was the bone lady. The bone lady. The bone.
That was awesome, because they were like...
No. No, I mean, was it awesome? No. Are you crazy? Okay, let me just go down the list, and we're going to compare your bone water scene with all these other ones, okay? So first of all, how can you even compare your favorite scene to when Penguin places his stepmom's head on the top of the table, and Barbara and Butch are trying to help him decorate the house? That was awesome.
Okay, that was awesome.
Okay, Jesus
Christ. That was awesome.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So we got that right there. I'm going down my list here. Crazy Jim Gordon with Bullock and Alfred. That was hilarious when he's in the GCPD and he's talking to them and he's trying to bark out orders.
Yes.
That was better than your water part.
Maybe a little, maybe a little.
Oh my gosh. All right. Next. You can't tell me your part was better when fake Jim Gordon was talking to Barbara and she punches him in the face.
I did like that.
All right. She knew right off the bat that that was the fake.
Yeah, well, obviously, when you're in love with somebody, you know if it's the, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The wicked twin.
He definitely wasn't acting like, she knew right off the bat.
Yeah.
But that was awesome. I love Barbara. You cannot tell me that your water scene was better seeing fire and ice clash against each other. Mr. Freeze and Firefly? Really?
Okay, that was kind of cool.
And Doctor Strange gets put in the middle, and then he gets zapped, and he's half, and you think he's dead, but he's really not? That was better than your...
She was dead.
I just needed water. Really? Oh, my gosh.
It was funny. I liked it.
And look, here it is. I'm going down my notes, and here's your part where it says... my part here, Fish Mooney takes bus of prisoners and escapes. That was better than your... And right after that, Peabody wakes up. Water to Jim. I'm scratching that out of there.
The whole bus thing. Let's talk about the bus thing.
Hold on. We haven't got to yet.
I thought we were at the bus
thing. No, you already threw out. You had a chance to speak and you threw out. You dropped your card of the water seat. So you have no say right now. Okay. Now we get to the bus. So we got Butch, his men, Penguin, totally annihilate the bus. Fish Mooney walks out. She knocks out Penguin. I mean, did you see his face?
Mm-hmm.
Could not believe. Butch runs off. Why do you think... I was surprised to see him run. Why do you think that happened?
Because Butch is a little coward.
But yeah, but he loves... Like, he really... Like, you know, like he... That Fish was like his life.
Yes, but he betrayed her.
You think?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
He totally betrayed her.
I don't know. I think Fish would understand, and I don't know. I was very surprised to see him run. I thought he was just going to, like, fall down to his knees and be like...
I wasn't surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
So how is that part not better than your freaking water part?
The water part was great.
Really? Okay. Even this part was better than your water part. I could not believe when Jim Gordon, after all the chaos was done, tells Bruce and Alfred and Selina... that he's leaving to go find Lee.
Ugh.
What the hell is going on with you? Especially with all the prisoners.
Yeah, like, they all escaped.
Yes.
They ate that little old lady.
No, they did not eat the old lady.
They didn't eat that old lady?
I think they were just, like, scaring her.
No, they ate the old lady.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Because if it wouldn't have been... No, because the last scene of the old lady, like, freaking out when everybody's walking by her... Emo, super emo Bruce Wayne looks at her.
Yeah.
I don't think they killed her. I think it was like she opened it and I think they knew she did that. So it was like, we're just going to walk out of here. I mean, the ending was just like, I think I rewound it like three times.
So is there going to be like two of everybody?
I don't know. I am curious to see what's going to happen because it's obvious that some kind of Bruce Wayne clone was made. You know, and I don't like the emo version. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it at all. But did you?
Well, maybe the emo version will actually tell Selina how he feels.
Well, Selina knows. And Bruce is a G. Hold on. Rewind. Did you not? I'm very surprised that this was not your favorite part out of the entire episode of that part right there when you hear the Joker's laugh. Did you not hear the Joker's laugh?
No, I didn't hear the Joker's laugh.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? Uh-oh. Bebe's kids. People that are tuning into the show.
Is it Bebe's kids?
Amy is babysitting, and it's either...
I just got my nephew.
It's a cross between Bebe's kids meets Talladega Nights. That's how she's been talking to him.
That's true.
If you don't sit down over there, I'm going to put a whip into that hide. That's how Amy's been talking, people. That's how she rolls. That old lady, the grandmother in Talladega Nights.
You know, I've not even seen that movie.
Watch it, and you're going to be like, holy crap, this is my family. You watch. All right, so back to, you did not, really, seriously, you did not hear the Joker's laugh?
No.
Holy crap.
You got to go back and rewatch it a second time.
Yes, watch the ending. The Joker's laughter is there. I'm telling you, he's not dead.
Look, let me tell you something. If they can bring Fish back and they can bring what's his name back, Gallivan, they better bring my Joker back.
I'm telling
you. And you know, everybody's like, he wasn't the Joker. Whatever, he was the Joker.
You are. Oh, I cannot believe. So, I mean, I totally slammed. Like, if we were doing WWE Monday Night Raw, because I know that's what y'all do over there where you live, I would have slammed you. I mean, dude.
It's further south.
Okay. I would have slammed you 10 times. I cannot believe you actually thought that your scene was better than everything that I named. Did you really watch the episode?
Yes.
Wow.
I liked it because.
Stop it. Stop it. You're just digging yourself in a hole. Amy, stop it.
Okay.
Okay, I'll please. Pretty soon I'm gonna get fan mail and they're gonna be like, just let her go, Mike. Just don't be mean to her. Just let her go. Just let her. It's kind of like you just put her in a little boat and you just push her into the ocean.
You can do this without me.
Oh, after this, yes, I can. I really thought you were gonna be like, holy crap, and this part and that, and this did you got it. And what do you say? Oh, Mike, shut up. Let me tell you my favorite part. When the bone, who's the bone lady? Oh my God. Said she wanted water when she didn't. Oh my God. All right, so season 3 returns September 19th. I'm so excited. I'm worried about your excitement.
I'm like super excited.
Really?
Yes. I want to know if she got her water.
Oh my God, she got it. All right, people, she got it. Season 3, September 19th. I cannot wait. Hopefully, people, I apologize for Amy's. She's got the baby kids.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Got a little sunstroke over where she lives and everything else. So, so scale. Oh my gosh,
scale to 1 to 10.
What?
10.
No. You cannot give the episode a 10 if you thought your scene was the best scene.
I liked the episode. I just thought that was a funny part because you know if the water didn't work on the bomb, she just kept saying water.
Stop it. Stop.
They should have been smarter. I mean, they're detectives.
Amy, you're embarrassing us. Stop it. Stop it.
What do you give it, Mike?
I give it a 10. Just because it was a great finale. The ending was just all those different creatures. It reminded me of the Suicide Squad. You know, just everybody just coming out. And I cannot wait to see what's going to happen with Gotham and everything else. So
as long as it's not doubles, like all the good people have doubles. Because then I'd be upset.
I mean, you don't want a repeat of Vampire Diaries.
Exactly.
Ah, you know what? I don't think we're going to get doppelgangers. I think that he was probably made for some reason. Maybe Bruce wanted a brother. I don't know. But I have no clue. When I saw that, I was like, what the hell is going on?
Maybe he's Bruce's twin brother taken at birth.
Okay, stop it. You're really embarrassing yourself. So here we go. Shout out to Gotham Addicts. I didn't get a chance to do it last time. If you're a fan of Gotham like us, make sure you check them out on Twitter. They're very cool peeps. And they have a Facebook page, a group, Gotham Addicts. And I'm looking at their Twitter line, Twitter feed thing. June 6th, boom, they hit 15,000 followers on Twitter.
Nice.
Sweet, Gotham Addicts. That's awesome. So make sure you check out their Twitter page. And speaking of Twitter, make sure you follow me and Amy. I'm Mike the Movie Guy, and Amy is, which one are you doing?
The VRF.
Cool. At the VRO. You can follow her on Twitter there. And I think we're done. Don't forget, people, shows have been added to iTunes. Go to iTunes, search Talking Gotham, and they're all there right there. It's perfect. You can subscribe. You can listen to them whenever you want. You can put little stars. You can write a review. Please write a review about Amy's scene. Is there anybody else out there that felt that that water scene was
I'm unique, special
that's what it
unique.
Is if you want to check out Amy, she's got a blog. She's been doing it for many moons. That might explain her thought process on certain scenes and shows. thevro.com, Variety Radio Online. If you search them on Google, you'll find all their spots, but her blog, thevro.com, right there. I just can't. I'm just trying to
go into one of our giveaways. We actually got a couple up. We actually put a couple of mics up.
Yes.
Mic giveaways.
Yes. If you go there, she's got some giveaways on there. So make sure you check that out. And my blog, iwatchmike.com, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. And iwatchmike on Facebook, Variety Radio Online on Facebook. There you go. We're both on good shows. They're available now on for iPhones and Android. Just search good shows. Get on there if you are a fan of TV Tag and Get Glue.
I love how they used you as their promo.
I didn't even know that. That was so cool. You know, maybe it's because I always talk about it.
I do think you were one of the first people to actually download good shows.
I was on it. I was like flies on poop. You know.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was a big fan of TV Tag and Get Glue. I liked all those. And this one here. And then the people on it, the community are really cool.
They're really nice.
Yeah.
They like my theories.
No, they don't. So there's that. And of course, don't forget audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. If you go there, you'll find all my shows there that I recap with all my peeps. Amy has audioboom.com/channel/varietyradioonline as well. I know it's a lot of info, but it's worth it. It's totally worth it.
We are all over the internet.
Yes. All right, people. I think that's it. We'll be back in September unless something else, some big news we find. I've been doing that with the past couple of shows, Amy.
We might have to come back for some news, and we actually might have to come back for an interview. It's in the works. We'll see.
Coolio. Now, I know that I won't be attending this year's San Diego Comic-Con because schedules and what they're doing, who I work with, it's just kind of weird. Plus, the wife's going out of town and blah, blah, blah. So I'm stacking up brownie points and letting her go out everywhere. And I'm like, okay, now I'm going to Australia for a month. So hopefully it'll pay off. But you're going to be going to San Diego Comic-Con.
Yes, I will be at San Diego Comic-Con. I will be in the Gotham panel.
So cool. So you are going to San Diego Comic-Con. When will you know if you're going to be at the Gotham panel?
I will know 2 weeks before the convention, so we should know either late this or next week. We should know next week.
Okay,
the
good
schedule. And if it's in ballroom or Hall H, then I will be there. Like, it's been in Hall H for the past couple of years, but rumor has it they're moving it to ballroom 20, which does not make any sense to me.
All right, so we'll find out. As soon as we find out, we'll record another podcast. That way we can say that you're going to be there, plus where else you're going to be at. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right, people. Have a great week. 4th of July was yesterday, so hopefully you didn't blow yourself up.
And hopefully you didn't get sunburned.
Like Amy, that might explain. Go ahead. Go take care of your baby kids. They're all quiet, and that worries me. Okay? When kids are quiet, I've learned.
I hear them.
No. You better go over there. Take some.
I gave them some lighters and some matches. They're good.
Jesus Christ, I wouldn't believe it. Never mind. Just say goodbye. Bye.
Goodbye.
We'll talk to you soon, people.
Dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
I'm hungry like the wolf.